This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So today we will talk about, continue the Hadith Uthman, Jazakallah khair, Shaykh Ibrahim. Hadith Uthman radiallahu anhu arda, which is describing the wudu of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we reach when he said, ثُمَّ مَسَحَ بِرَأْسِهِ. He wiped over his head. This also came in Hadith Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu an, that وَمَسَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِرَأْسِهِ فَأَقْبَلَ بِيَدَيْهِ وَأَدْبَرَ. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped over his head with his both hand. أَقْبَلَ بِيَدِهِ وَأَدْبَرَ. He went forward, then he came back. He went forward, then came back. In another narration, بَدَأَ بِمُقَدِّمِ رَأْسِ. He starts with the beginning of his hair, okay, where his forehead is, إِلَى قَفَاهُ, all the way to the back of his neck. Then فَرَدَّهُمَا إِلَى الْمَكَانِ الَّذِي بَدَأَ مِنْ. Then he returned back all the way to the front. Hadith reported by Bukhari wa Muslim. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص that he مسح برأسه. He wiped over his head. وأدخل أصبعيه السباحتين في أذنيه. And he put his index fingers inside his ear. ومسح بإبهاميه. He wiped with his thumbs ظاهر أذنيه, the back of his ear. Okay, or the appearing part of his ear. Reported by Abu Dawood wa Nasa'i. In one narration, okay, in Sunan Abi Dawood, that he entered his hand in a water, then masaha ra'sa, then he wiped his head, okay? So in one of the narrations, Sunan Abi Dawood, that fi Hadith Uthman, the one we have, that the author brought, or the just I read for Hadith Abdullah ibn Zayd, they said he wiped over his head, so he washed his face, then he wiped over his head. When he said then or and, he wiped his head. That means with the same water that he washed his face, whatever left in his hand, wiped over his head. In Sunan Abi Dawud, there is more detailed description. ثُمَّ أَدْخَلَ يَدَهُ فَأَخَذَ مَعَ. He put his hand inside the water, where he took water, then he wiped over his head. This narration in Sunan Abi Dawud shows that he used a new water to wash, to wipe over his head. The hadith or the narration that the Ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentioned, Abdullah ibn Zayd, that he wiped over his head, also came in another narration in Muslim. He said, وَمَسَحَ رَأْسَهُ بِمَاءٍ غَيْرِ فَضْلِ يَدَيْهِ أَوْ غَيْرِ فَضْلِ يَدِهِ. He basically wiped over his head with water different than the water that remained in his hand after washing the face. يعني إيش غير بفضل بماء غير فضل يدي يعني بغير الماء الذي فضل من وس من إيش من غسل وجهه. So that means a new water, and it is sunnah, okay? But let's say you wash your face like this, then whatever left in your hand, you still your hand wet. That's right. You wipe over your head. العلماء رحمه الله agree that your wudu is correct. And you don't need to, you put your hand and you take wudu every time. It is only sunnah to take fresh water. You following? So it is only sunnah to take fresh water. Al-Hasan al-Basri and Ata and al-Nakha'i, kulluhum sahaha hada. All of them said this is acceptable. Also, never been reported that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yanfudu yadayh qabla mashi sha'ri. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will basically, when he take water, he will not ashyam for the day. Yani shake off. Yeah, very good. He will shake off the water before he wipe over his head. So when if he take new water, it never be reported that he will shake it off before he wipe over his head. كان ابن عمر رضي الله عنه يقول لا كان ابن عمر لا ينفضهما. Ibn Umar radiallahu an, he never basically shook off that water from his hand. Also, Ata said, La anfidhuma. Ata said, I will not shake the water off and I will keep it wet. Whatever he put his hand in the water and he make them wet, then he wipe over his head. ورد عن ابن عباس, a narration in Sunan Abi Dawood. You remember I told you there's many people narrated how the Prophet made wudu. Among them Abdullah ibn Umar, among them ibn Abbas, among them Abu Huraira, among them Abdullah ibn Zayd, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, and so forth. So in one of the ahadith, Ibn Abbas said, ثُمَّ قَبَضَ قَبْدَةً مِنَ الْمَاءِ ثُمَّ نَفَضَ يَدَيْهِ ثُمَّ مَسَحَ بِهَا رَأْسَهُ. Basically, that Ibn Abbas took a handful of water. He put water in his hand. Then he shook it off, or he basically shook it off. Then he wiped over his head. You following? قَبَضَ قَبْضَ. What's قَبَضَ قَبْضَ means? Basically, he filled his hand. He filled his hand with, basically, his palm hand with water. Then he let it go. Then he wiped over his head. This is the only narration we have that the Nabi ﷺ have let the water or shook it off or let it go from his hand. And this is only narration came Ibn Abbas radiallahu an. Is there any contradiction between this and what we just said earlier? Al-ulama rahimahumullah said there is no contradiction. Why? Because when you take fresh new water for your hand to wipe over your head, you are one of two. قَالُوا إِمَّا أَن تُبَلِّلَ يَدَكْ فَهَذِهِ لَا تُنْفَضْ. You wet your hand, let's say the faucet is on, you just put your hand in it, or you dip your hand in a water, let's say a container of water, you dip your hand in it, or you put your hand under the faucet or somebody pouring the water, and you make it wet, then you pull it out, then you wipe. In this case, you don't shake off the water. Or you did what Ibn Abbas did and described, which is in he قَبَضَ قَبْضَةً مِنَ الْمَاءِ, which is when you take a good amount of water in your hand, like this. So you have actually hand filling your palms. In this case, you have to let the water go. You have to shake it off. Because if you didn't shake it off, what's going to be the issue? That's going to be what? Wiping or washing? Washing your head, that's right. If you take the water in your hand, like what Ibn Abbas said, قَبَضَ قَبْضَ, with his hand full, if you take the water and you put it in your head, that means washing your head. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, that you wipe, you don't wash your head. That's why he let the water go. Is that clear? That's how ulama rahimahumullah have combined between these narrations. Another issue here, which is, how many times you wipe over your head? Is it one time, three times, two times, five times? What is it? A sunnah is to take your hand and you go all the way to the back and you come back. So going all the way back and coming back to where you start from, that's considered one. And the sunnah is to do it one time. That's the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and the Malikis, and the Hanafi, and one riwayah from Shafi'iyya. And I want to say that because the famous things that Shafi'i doesn't say that. That if you read in most of the books, they will not say Shafi'i said one time. Most of the books will refer to Imam Shafi'i that he believes more than one time, three times. لكن هذه الرواية أحب أن ننبه عليها لأن الترمذي رحمه الله أشار إليها في سننه. That the Tirmidhi رحمه الله mentioned that Shafi'i believed it one time. And that's one narration, at least from Al-Shafi'i. Also, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that one time. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Talha ibn Masraf, Hamad ibn Zayd, Al-Imam Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, Al-Hasan al-Basri, Mujahid, Abu Thawr. And this is one narration from Ata' wa Sa'id wa Salim ibn Abdullah. I will tell you, I'm saying this because this will show you there are so many scholars have, from the successors and the early generations, said that you only wipe over your head one time. Bal Abu Ubaid exaggerates. And he said, قَالَ لَا أَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا نُقِلَ عَلَيْهِ تِكْرَارُ الْمَسْحِ عَلَى الرَّأْسِ إِلَّا إِبْرَاهِيمِ التَّيْمِي. Abu Ubaid said, no one from the early generations, يعني الصحابة, the successors, ever been reported that he said, you wipe more than one time, except Ibrahim al-Taymi, is a great scholar from the Tabi'in. But this is basically not accurate. And here I want to say something, that sometimes you might see some of the ulama, rahimahumullah, would say that it is, no one ever said that, okay? Or it is only, no one of the Salaf ever took that position, okay? Like what we gave an example last time, which is what? Al-madmada wa al-istinshaq, that's right? Rinsing, that we said, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, no one from the Salaf ever basically said it's wajib, that's right, to rinse your mouth. But this is not true. This is not true that, I think Ammar last time, he said, how come no one of the Salaf ever said that? But that's, sometimes the ulama make statement like this, but it's an accurate statement. That's why I told you, him not knowing that somebody did that, it doesn't mean that nobody did that. Does that make sense? That's why for madmad al-istinshaq, for instance, huwa qawl ata wa qawl al-zuhri wa ibn al-mubarak wa hammad wa ibn abi layla. All this from as-salaf, they said that you must rinse your mouth and you must basically snip the water inside your nose and you blow it out. So it's not true that it has not been ever reported that anyone took that position. So the same thing here, when he said there's only Ibrahim al-Taymi said that, that's not a very accurate, as you will see. Because Anas radiallahu anhu ardah, and this is in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, masaha ra'sahu thalathan. He wiped over his head three times. And Ibrahim al-Taymi, Ibn Hazm mentioned that he did three times. But also Ibn Hazm mentioned that this is also Sa'id ibn Jubayr, the great scholar among the successors, wa Maysara, and other scholars from the Tabi'een, been reported that they wiped over their heads more than one time. That's why Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said it is sunnah to wipe over your head three times. Okay? And that's the famous narrations from Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. And Imam al-Shafi'i based his opinion on one narration for Hadith Uthman, the one we're studying, وَمَسَحَ رَأْسَهُ ثَلَاثًا. One of the narrations said, and he wiped over his head three times. But this narration is weak because it's been reported by Ibn Darah, Mawla Uthman, وَهُوَ مَجْهُولٌ. The one who narrated this from Uthman is an unknown narrator, as Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah said. And everybody else who narrated this story from Uthman never said that he did three times. So when you have a weak narrator narrating something contradict what the authentic, the trustworthy narrator narrated, what do we call this narration? La. الشاذ إذا روى الثقة ما يخالف الأوثق أو الثقات. But when a ضعيف, the weak, which is مجهول, unknown, narrate something, contradict the others, we call this worse than شاذ. We call it منكر الحديث, which is when a ضعيف, the weak, goes against the trustworthy. We call this رواية منكرة. عطاء been said that he wiped over his head three times. But when you look carefully, you'll find that he did this with one hand. Okay? And he never took new water every time. So you might say, with one hand he did three, maybe because one hand he cannot wipe over his head at one time. Okay? So that's why he did it three times, just to make sure that he covered all his head. Not because he believed repeating it is sunnah. So that Ata, because Ata is a great scholar, and him being among those who take that position will make that opinion very strong. From a fiqh perspective, pure fiqh perspective, it makes no sense to say to wipe over it three times. Anybody can tell me why? From a fiqh, from a logical perspective. The brothers and online. From a fiqh, no, not based on hadith, from a logical, from like logically, It makes no sense to say three times. Okay. The logic comes from multiple areas. Number one, العلماء يقولون الغسل المقصود منه الإنقاء. When the Sharia order us to wash something, it means you have to clean it. But when you wipe over something, it's not meant for cleaning. That's right. When you wipe over your socks, you meant to clean your socks? Is that right? When you wipe over the bandage, the jabira, it meant to clean it? When you wipe over the imama, you meant to clean it? No. So the cleaning part, which is, has to do with what? With the washing. Well, inqa, it means to the whole thing, to do it perfectly. That's why the most of the ahadith speak about the repetition three times has to do with what? With the hands and the feet, as I said last time. Because it's an area you need to clean it very well, and it's a big area where you might miss something. But if the hair, the point is wiping, so it's not about really cleaning the hair. So that's why repeating it three times makes no sense, because al-inqa laysa al-maqsood min al-masih. Does that make sense to you guys? Shamar. Also, they said, al-qiyas, analogy. Look at everything we've been ordered to wipe over. None of it ever, you do three times. Like the socks, or the khuf, or al-jabira, the basically to wipe over the any bandage, or you cast your hand, or anything like that. You don't wipe over three times. Al-imamah, the turban. So that's why we say we don't do it three times. Even in tayammum, you don't do it three times. Because al-inqa' laysa huwa al-maqsood fi al-masih. In tayammum, you make masih, wiping. So that's from a fiqh perspective, okay, make basically perfect sense. Also, one of the things that maybe support that idea that you don't repeat, what Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, and the hadith, we have it here, we have part of it, that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ showed him how to make wudu. So he basically, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ya Salah, show me how to make wudu. So the Prophet ﷺ performed wudu in front of him. Then he said, he washed his hand three times, he washed his face three times, he washed his arms his three times. Then, وَمَسَحَ بِرَأْسِهِ. He wiped over his head, and he basically, he used his fingers inside his ears, and he basically wiped it. The hadith that I just mentioned earlier. Then he washed his feet three times. So every time he said three times, except what? Wiping over the head. That's right. He didn't mention it three times. Then in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, هَكَذَا الْوُضُوء. He said, this is how the wudu should be. فَمَنْ زَادَ عَلَى هَذَا أَوْ نَقَصْ فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ وَظَلَمْ أَوْ ظَلَمَ وَأَسَاءَ. This is how the wudu is. Whoever add to it or basically take from it something, add to it or take something from it, have done wrong and basically ظَلَمْ, transgress. So that means the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said once, so if you add, you have transgressed, because you add something not from the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I just want to mention something, that this hadith is a problematic. Anybody knows what's the problem in this hadith? There is a problem in the hadith, that the text that I just read. Aw naqas, he said anybody will increase or decrease. Aw naqas, that means or decrease type question. Can you wash your hand two times? Yes. Came in the sunnah that he did it once? Yes. So how come he said, أَوْ نَقَصْ فَقَدْ أَسَىٰ? That's why العلماء رحمهم الله, like الحافظ بن حجر and السندي in بحث جميل له في حاشيته, he said that this riwaya, this additions, أَوْ نَقَصْ إِنَّمَا هِيَ شَاذَّ. Wrong. They call him وَهْم, مِنْ أَوْهَامِ الرَّاوِي. والذي يظهر أن الإمام أبو عوانة رحمه الله هو من وهم فأدخلها في الرواية. And this is an addition that's been added to the hadith, and it is wrong. There is no أو نقص. There is no or decrease. Other ulama said no. Even if naqas is authentic, decrease, or he took out, basically he reduced, they said he meant أو أنقص عضوا من الأعضاء. يعني he basically didn't wash one of the parts of the bodies. Or أنقص بمعنى نقص في إتمام الوضوء. يعني he didn't complete his hand. He didn't complete his face. He didn't complete wiping over his head. That's what naqas means. But many of the ulama talked about how weak this addition, naqas, is. Basically, naqas means decrease or took off something from it. How you wipe over your head. Al-Imam ibn Abd al-Barr, which is a great scholar in hadith, he has a very beautiful book called Al-Istidhkar. He's a Maliki scholar, but he is encyclopedia. He lived in Al-Andalus, rahimahullah. And he cares about all the opinions of that he's aware of from Fuqaha al-Shafi'iyya wa ghayrihim. But you have to be careful when people like this from Al-Andalus, they're not very experts in the opinions of Ahl al-Iraq, the opinions of Fuqaha al-Iraq. And Fuqaha al-Iraq will include the Hanabila and the Ahnaf. So sometimes you have to review what they claim because they might be missing the opinion or not having a full knowledge of the opinion of Fuqaha al-Iraq in general. Anyway, so Imam ibn Abd al-Barr rahimahullah qal ajma' al-ulama all agreed anna man ammam al-masha, anyone who wipe over his head bi muqaddimin aw muakhkharin am awsat ra'si fa huwa mujzi'. He said anyone who wipe over his head in general, it is sufficient. He start from here, from the beginning, from his forehead. He start from the back, or start from the middle. By the way, Imam Ahmad has a narration when he asked how the wudu in the head, he said like this. He said you start from the middle, then you go to the front and to the end. So there is, يعني, it doesn't matter really. And I think what Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he doesn't mean by doing this or saying this is to make this is what the sunnah necessarily is, as much as trying to tell you it is permissible to do it in any way you want, okay? But there is a debate, طبعاً, between the scholars, how they understood the narrations. So some of them said, you start من الشعر المنسدل على الناصية إلى القفا. They said, you start from the hair that in the forehead all the way to the back of your head. Then you come back to your forehead. Back from the back of your neck all the way to the forehead. قالوا هذه واحدة. And this is supported by the narration that I said earlier, the narration of Ibn Zayd, the hadith that I mentioned, which is بدأ بمقدم رأسي, start with the forehead, all the way to the back of his قفا, the back of his neck, then ردهما, then he came back. Very explicit. قال مالك هذا أبلغ ما سمعت في صفة المسح. Imam Malik said, this is the clearest narration we have in regard to this issue. Very clear, very explicit. And that's how Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said the wiping over the head should be. Like this, then you come back. And this is Imam Malik. This is Imam Shafi'i. Also Imam Ahmed. And an overwhelming number of scholars from the Tabi'een and the successors and the follower of the successors. Also, Humaid was asked, Anas radiallahu anhu, and he used to do this. كان يقلب شعره قال لا. What that means? كان يقلب شعره قال لا. يعني when he wiped over his head, okay, he used to basically put his hand underneath the hair and flip the hair, you know, like mess the hair. No. يعني somebody, for example, the only one who has a long hair is Muhammad and Ahmed here. So imagine, you know, Muhammad, for example, will go like this, and if you go like this, what will happen to your hair if you go the opposite and you put your hand under the hair? It will be a mess, that's right? So no, same thing. Imagine you go like this, then you go like this. I guess that for you it's going to be the same. No, it's going to be like all over the place. Sisters will be even more problematic, that's right? So He said, no, the point is to wipe over it, not to move the hair. So it's not like you put your hand inside the hair and you like move it. It's not like massaging your head or like, no, it is wiping over. So it is still, the hair will stay in the same basically way. You just wipe over back and forth. قال لا يلز لا يقلب ولا ينفش باليدين. طيب. But also been narrated عن الحسن ابن حي. He said the opposite. You start from the back and you go all the way to the front. And their point, those who, and there is some scholars said that, and they based this opinion on a narration لحديث العفراء بنت معوذ, one of the people who described the process of الموضوع. She said, كان يبدأ بمؤخر رأسه ثم مقدمه. He starts with the back of his head all the way to the front. Reported by أبي داود والترمذي والبيهقي. لكن الحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله في كتابه البديع تلخيص الحبير. He said that this is مضطرب. This narration is مضطرب. It is, the narration have so many different ways been narrated by that narrator that make us don't trust that narrator anymore. And that's why they said it's weak, as well as an Imam Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullah ta'ala. One of the narrations, she said, from the middle to the front, from narration from the front to the back. So the narration of this hadith came in a different way, they contradict each other. That's why we said muttarib. So that particular narrator who narrated that hadith, in this narration, we don't accept his statement because it's kind of he contradicting himself. How much you wipe from your head? How much you wipe from your head? A sunnah to wipe most of your head. This is the recommended act. A sunnah, most of your head. Like what you heard me. The Prophet used to go all the way back, then he comes back to the front. So a sunnah and to ammim al-masih. Ibn Abdul Barr said, this is ijma'. There is no different opinion between the scholars about this. That it is recommended. Okay, كما أجمعوا, also they agreed. All of them said the best way to do it is to go over most of your head. So most of your hair will be wiped over. أيضا أجمعوا, all of them agree, أن اليسير الذي لا يقصد إسقاطه متجاوز عنه. If there is a basically a little bit of hair here and there, like let's say, I wipe like this. You know, here, there is some hair maybe I didn't wipe over. In the back, maybe in the way, all the way in the back here, my finger didn't reach. That's right. Maybe some in the middle, in between my hand. They said these little things. All the ulama, all of them, regardless what their position is, all of them said it's forgiven. You didn't need to worry about it. Because we don't want people to start like, oh my God, this is like one hair here, or you know, there's a little bit of hair missing. Make sure that everything is going to be a shower afterwards. You know, and that's not the point. The point is, if there is something missing, this is basically forgiving. But they debated over how much is obligatory upon you to do. So everybody said that's the best. But some ulama said it is the best and it is must. It's the best, but also it's must. That تعمم الشعر, يعني most of your hair will be wiped over. وهذا مذهب أحمد رحمه الله. And also the famous opinion of Imam Malik رحمه الله. And Imam al-Muzani, who's a Shafi'i scholar, choose that opinion. And Ibn al-Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله أقام معركة ليس لها حد في نصرة هذا القول. Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله and Ibn al-Qayyim in Zad al-Ma'ad, oh my God. They were so excited and so strong in supporting this opinion. So you have the Ahmad, you have the famous opinion of the Shafi'iyah, al-Malikiyah, and you have some Hanbali as well. And what is their proof? That it is must, wajib, that you wipe over your whole hair basically, or your hair. قالوا, how many times the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made wudu? Hundreds of times. How many companions described his wudu? Many. We just have a hadith of 22 companions reported to us how the Prophet made wudu. Thousands of people reported and narrated how the Prophet made wudu. That's right. And that's the strongest evidence Ibn Taymiyyah always bring it back into the argument. He said, in all these narrations, not a single time in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever said or did or approved or give a hint that you allowed to wipe some of your head and leave some. All these narrations, are basically supporting one or narrating to us and reporting one thing, that he wiped most of his head, hey, all the way to the back and come back to the front of his head. Okay? So that's their biggest proof. Also, they said, the ibadat is consistent. قالوا هل في الوضوء يوجد أي شيء يغسل بعضه ويمسح بعضه ويترك? Is in wudu anything it called? You do part of it, يعني your hand, do part of the hand and you don't need to do the whole thing. You wash part of your face but you didn't. See why the head is different? They said you have to treat them all the same. You following, guys? Okay, good. Also they said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had the imamah, the turban, he wiped over what? The whole entire what? Turban. He wiped over the whole entire turban. He didn't wipe part of it, so that because it's a replacement for the head here. So that shows you, even when there's a turban on, he wiped over the whole thing. قالوا هذا يدل على التعميم. The second opinion, or the other opinion, which is the opinion of the vast majority of the fuqaha, they said wiping over the whole entire head is sunnah, but is not must. Is not must. They said, even if you wipe part of your head, it's enough. Part of your head will be enough, but you don't need to do the whole head. Then they debated among themselves how much you have to wipe over your head would be enough. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah came with something very specific. He said 25%, rub' al-ra's. And in another he said miqdar thalathat asabi's, and the Hanafi said as much as 3 fingers. Ibn Hazm rahimahullah said wa hadha yani Ibn Hazm became very aggressive against this, and he said, there is no proof for that, he made this up. But he didn't. Ibn Hazm is wrong. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and the Hanafi who said that, they have proof. What their proof? They looked at what has been reported from a Salaf, and they found, they have multiple proof. Number one, they said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he had his turban on, he pushed it back, and he wiped over nasiyati ra'sih, the part of the head that is here in the front of his hair. Then he wiped over the rest of the what? Of the turban. You following, guys? So that part, he said, that's like almost 1/4 of the head. Okay? And, or 3 fingers like this. Okay? Put them the wood, that's about it. So they said that's what basically they came up with this. Also they said that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu masaha binafukhi ra'si. What's a nafukh? Is basically, do we call this bangs also for men? The bangs? Okay. So the bangs or the hair in the basically on your forehead. He wiped over this, that's it. And Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked about women, she said, you only wipe over the bangs or the front of your hair, and that will be sufficient. Aydan, this has been reported that Ibn Umar did that, as I said. Aisha said that. Salamah ibn al-Akwa' said that. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Also, you have great scholars among the successors said that. Like who? Al-Hasan al-Basri. الإمام الشعبي إبراهيم الشعبي الإمام إبراهيم النخعي مسح على نافوخه رأسه Al-Imam al-Layth ibn Sa'd, this is his position. Al-Imam al-Awza'i, this is his position. Al-Imam ibn al-Mubarak, this is his position. Al-Imam Ishaq ibn Rahaway, this is his position. And I said, this is also Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. And Al-Imam Malik. And Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. But Abu Hanifa more of decided what exactly is basically restricted with, basically fourth of the head or that amount. Narrations. Qawl an Ahmad. One narration from Malik, al-mashhur fi Malik, the famous. But one narration from Ahmad, one narration from Malik. Al-Shafi'iyyah, they said, we don't have to wipe over the whole thing. But they said not even the bangs or the forehead, the part, the front of your hair. قالوا لو مسح شعرة, one single hair, it's enough. طبعا one single hair or couple of hairs, هذا لم ينقل قط عن أحد من السلف. That's never been reported. Anyone of the Salaf said a single hair or two single or two hairs. But that position, they said, even if it's a little bit, that's a position Ibn Hazm, Al-Tabari, Al-Baghawi, he's a Shafi'i, Ibn al-Mundir, Ibn Daqiq al-Eid, Al-Shawkani also, he was so strong in supporting that idea. And what is their proof? In both groups, they said that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wiped over his forehead, like the hair in the front of his head, then he wiped over the imam. Okay? This hadith that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wiped over the hair, then the imama, huwa hadith al-Mughirah ibn Shu'bah. It's a very famous hadith, hadith al-Mughirah ibn Shu'bah, that he pushed back the imama, then he wiped over the forehead or the head in the front, then the rest of the imam. Okay? I'm sorry, he died. هذا الحديث, this narration in particular, only that he pushed back and he wiped over the hair and the head, رواها حمزة, the son of المغيرة. Okay? But everybody else, okay? Everybody else who narrated this hadith never ever said that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pushed back the turban and wiped over the head and the turban. Everybody said he only wiped over what? The turban. You guys following me? Bismillah. No, the other way. Okay, so everybody else, Ashab al-Mughira, the students, Masruq, Qubaysa, Fidala, Ibn Burma, all who narrated this hadith, they never mentioned that he ever pushed back and wiped the hair and the turban. Everybody said, wipe over the turban. ولذلك, we call this in ilm al-hadith what? Shadh. Even though Ibn al-Mughira, Hamza, is a trustworthy, but because even though he's trustworthy, he goes against a large number of other narrators, narrated in a different way, we leave his narration. Because we have four or five people who are so well known, who are much, much better than him in narrations, more narrations they have delivered to us, and we know them very well. They did something different than him. In this case, we leave his narration. And because of this, the Hanafi, rahimahumullah, not all of them took that position. Not all of them agree that is only part is enough. Some of them joined that Malik and Ahmed, and they said you have to wipe over the whole head. Also we say, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even let's assume it's correct that he wiped over the forehead, any part of his hair, and the imam. Isn't that proof that you must wipe over the whole thing? Because if it's part of the hair is sufficient, he should have done the part of the hair and left. Why would he wipe over the imam? He doesn't need to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if that was sufficient. Okay? But to be honest with you, this also argument is not very strong, because the majority of the fuqaha said wiping over the imamah, it doesn't mean that we have to wipe over the whole thing. You know, he didn't wipe over the whole entire imamah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Same thing with the socks. You don't wipe over the whole entire socks. Just part of it will be sufficient. And if you take and you wipe over a little bit of your socks, half of your socks, wouldn't it be sufficient? Sufficient. Nobody said you have to wipe over the whole thing. طيب, Shafi'i rahimahullah also has reported in his Musnad, or I think in his book Al-Umm, I couldn't recall it right now, but he narrated the narration where he said, حَسَرَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ رَأْسِهِ وَمَسَحَ بِمُقْعَنْ حَسَرَ عِمَامَتَهُ حَسَرَ عَنْ عِمَامَتِهِ ثُمَّ مَسَحَ بِمُقَدِّمِ رَأْسِهِ. الشافعي has a narration that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم removed the imama, his turban, and he only wiped the front of his head. You following? So this is the claim that the Nabi never did, that's not true. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah is a Shafi'i. Yeah, and he tried to support this narration as much as he can. So let's squeeze it in. This narration min riwayat Ata' an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa Ata' tabi'i. Ata' is mursal, hadithu mursal. He never met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you need someone in the middle. So that's weak. So Ibn Hajar rahimahullah went and he got another narration in Sunan Abi Dawood, where basically connected all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the problem with this narration, Sunan Abi Dawood, it has a man, his name Abu Ma'qil, and Abu Ma'qil is weak. So that Ibn Hajar rahimahullah said, we have the riwayah of Ata, which is mursal, and we have one which is mawsul, even if it's weak, that give us the confidence that there is link all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can accept it. Okay, but yani, if you want to be a technical, no, you have to bring an authentic narrations, okay, to back this up. No doubt there is a big debate, and you know all these are great scholars, and everybody has a point here, but the majority of ulama rahimullah will not take that as a clear evidence. Also, al-Shafi'iyya, they have very strong evidence. They have not very, any, I don't know if it's strong or not, but it is, they're one of the strongest points. They said, Allah said in the Quran, وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. Why? Over your head. I don't know how this can be translated because it's very technical in Arabic. بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, over your head. They said the ba, which is over here, translate to over. الباء في لغة العرب تدل على التبعيض. الباء, one of the meaning of باء here, it means part. So they said, you translated, wipe over part of your head. It's like when I say, أخذت بيدك. I took your hand. بيدك or أخذت بثوبه. I held his thobe. It means I held the whole entire thobe or part of the thobe. Part of your clothes, part of your hand, which is your palm, maybe your finger, that's right? Doesn't mean I took the whole thing. So الباء, they said, it means part. Especially if it comes with a فعل, a verb, يتعدى بنفسه. A verb that it is basically can have an impact on al-maf'ul in its own. طيب, وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. Versus, when you make when you add al-ba to fi'l, that it cannot have a maf'ul by itself directly, it needs a connection in the middle, we call that fi'l غير متعدي. You need a connection, you need a letter to connect the fi'l and the maf'ul. Those who understand Arabic won't know what I'm talking about, hopefully. Okay? He said, you need it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْيَطَّوَّفُ بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. قالوا هذا التطويف فعل غير متعدي يحتاج إلى الحرف أدخل عليه. فيكون هنا الباء يسمونها للإلصاق. يعني when you make طواف, you come closer to الكعبة. You can't be like outside in the city making طواف around the Kaaba, in your car driving around the Kaaba. No. If somebody tell you, يا أخي, I'm making طواف, I'm in my car, I'm making 7 rounds around the Kaaba. You know what? I'm making my helicopter, making طواف by helicopter. We say, no. Why? Because Allah said, وَلْيَطَّوَّفُ بِالْبَيْتِ الْبَاء هِرْ لِلْإِلْصَاقِ. يعني you come close to the Kaaba. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, امسحوا برؤوسكم, wipe your head, is الباء هِرْ لِلْإِلْصَاقِ, يعني it means you wipe where you put your hand over to touch your hair. And you say, why? You can, what's the meaning? Ibn Taymiyyah said there is an extra meaning. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, امسحوا رؤوسكم, wipe your head, like this in Arabic, you will say, there is no need for water. Because the word اغسلوا cannot be done without water. But imsahu can be done with, without water. So Ibn Taymiyyah said, the ba' here, imsahu biru'usikum, to tell you that you have to have something in your hand and you have to tulsiqha bisha'arik, to stick it to your head, which is the water, to wipe over. So that's a very balaghi, very eloquent way of saying it. Otherwise, technically, if there is no ba', it could mean you just wipe over your head with your dry hand. And it would become absolutely in Arabic language acceptable. The group, the Hanbalis and those Ibn Taymiyyah and that, the other direction, the other side, they were so furious against the Shafi'iyya. And they said, how come you say al-ba' lit-tab'id? Even they said, Sibawayh rejected the idea that al-ba' ever comes to mean partial. Or part of التبعيد. Ibn Sa'd قالوا أنه رده في 20 موضعا من كتابه الكتاب. Ibn Burhan in صاحب اللمع. Today I was researching it a little bit, and I found that he's a very famous scholar. He said, من زعم أن الباء للتبعيد فقد جاء أهل اللغة بما لا يعرفونه. Whoever claimed that الباء here it means part of your hair have come up with something not known to anyone understand Arabic. And Al-Ukubri, who's also a great imam, has a book called Imla' Ma'min Nabih Al-Rahman, in I'rab Al-Quran. He said, من قال هذا لا خبرة له بالعربية. This a person who doesn't understand Arabic very well, not expert in Arabic. Ibn Jinni, which is one of the biggest name when it comes to Arabic language, قال, في سني, has a book called صناعة الإعراب, قال, هذا منكر. This is rejected to claim that is al-ba' lit-tab'id. Doesn't know. We don't know in Arabic language that al-ba' comes lit-tab'id. I want to tell you, sometimes when you see this, like Ibn Taymiyyah puts these and more statements like this. And Ibn al-Qayyim and some of the Maliki, some of the Fuqaha put that. هذا التهويل, this exaggeration and like coming full force, to deny that in Arabic language ba comes with tab'id completely like this, I am not very comfortable with that. Because هذا قول الكوفيين من النحات. Many of the Kufis, scholars in Arabic language, said al-ba comes with tab'id. And in the top of that list, who said that, Imam al-Asma'i rahimahullah, and Abu Ali al-Faris, and Imam Ibn Malik, sahib al-Alfiyya as well. And it's a thing that's known in Arabic language, and I don't think I need to drag into this more than this, because not everybody looks like into this issue. Also, never been reported that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever, when he wiped over his head, أنه مسح قفاه. Some people do that. They wipe over the neck. Okay? And over their neck, never been reported. طيب, the hadith, which is hadith ibn Zayd, فذهب بهما إلى قفاه. He went to his neck, or to the back of his neck. يعني towards the back of, يعني إلى جهة قفاه. But it doesn't mean he wiped his neck. Okay? And in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, just for the record, in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped his head and wiped the back of his neck. لكن هذا الحديث منكر كما قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله. He said this narration is munkara, is batil, is rejected, is wrong, as الإمام أحمد رحمه الله have said. Also, the rules of a bald person is the same rule of a person with hair. So, let's say you have a hair in the middle, okay, and on the sides, mashallah, يعني free. Okay, in this case, we say you still to wipe over your head, the bald area and the hair area. Those who said you have to wipe the whole entire area or the hair, they will say the whole head has to be wiped over. Those who said part of it, so any part, the hair or the head, will be enough. الصحابة رضي الله عنهم were bald or not? Was the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم ever bald? In Umrah, in Hajj. That's right. طيب. When the Sahaba shaved their heads in Umrah and Hajj, did it ever been reported that the Nabi Sallam or the companions made wudu in a different way? No. So that means it take the, since nobody reported something different, it take the same rule. So whatever you used to do with hair, without hair is the same thing. طب, what about women? Ibn al-Musayyib said, rahimahullah, and this is reported by al-Bukhari mu'allaqan, and Ibn Abi Shayba wasalahu fi musannafi, he said that there is no difference between men and women in the way you wipe their head. As well, Ibn Abd al-Barr. So Ibn Abd al-Barr, ايش يقول? يقول, أجمع العلماء. العلماء, all of them agreed that women and men are same in the way they wipe their head. He said this in التمهيد. بس هذه أيضا ملاحظة. Something you keep in mind. Many of those scholars like Ibn Abd al-Barr, when he said أجمع العلماء, he might be referring to the Malikis. Like, no, we use this a lot. No, he said, أجمع العلماء, أجمع العلماء. And يعني, after a while, you find that he recognized that Imam Malik say something different, Abu Hanifa. But he meant the ulama agreed, the Shawafi, the Shafi'i scholars. Because inside every madhab, you might have multiple positions. طيب, is there a different opinion? Yes. Al-Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah, was asked how the woman wiped her head. And he said like this. He put his hand in the middle. Then فجره إلى مقدمة. He said like this and like this. He start from the middle and he go to the front, so she will not basically have a mess hair. She will not miss her hair. الخلال رحمه الله said في مذهب أحمد the correct opinion مذهب الحنابلة إذا مسحت مقدم رأسها أجزأها وذا نص عليه بقدمة في الموني. If she wipe only her bangs, the front of her hair, that will be sufficient. Okay. الإمام الثوري سفيان الثوري said لو تصب إلا شعرة واحدة أجزأها. ولعل هذا يشفع لكلام الشافعي رحمه الله وينقض من يقول أنه لم يقل عن السلف قط. يمكن هذا أكثر ما يمكن أن ترى من السلف. سفيان الثوري رحمه الله said if a woman wipe one hair from her hair, wipe over one hair, it will be enough. طيب, question. What if someone has a long hair? Your hair is long, or the woman's hair is long. She wipe over the whole entire hair? Just what? Why? Why only the head, Abdullah? Doctor? In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a long hair, and it to his shoulder, it not reported that he wipe over his hair, okay? But what's the Quran said? وَمْسَحُ what? بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. He said, wipe over yet? Head. He didn't say, wipe over your hair. He said, head. If he said over your hair, you have to cover all the hair. But he said the head. So whatever the head end, that's where you end, which is basically the back of your neck here. Is it clear? واضح؟ Okay. قال وللمرأة المسح يعني we say that woman is allowed to wipe over her khimar, over her hijab. And I want to say this specifically, وإن لم يكن مشدودة هكذا نص الإمام العطاء والحسن البصري وابن أبي ليلى وغيرهم من العلماء. That even if the khimar is not very tight, in another word, is not very difficult to open it. Okay? يعني it's easy to undo the khimar, but she's allowed to wipe over it, even if it's easy to open the khimar and to put her hand inside her hair and to wipe her hair. Are you following me, guys? So even if that, it is allowed. If it's allowed for the woman, also allowed for men who are wearing turban to go over the head. Question. Is it allowed for someone like Ammar has a kufi to wipe over his kufi? Is it allowed for you to wipe over your, like, your kufi too? Or a baseball hat would be allowed? Baseball hat, why? Because you don't like baseball? What about Red Sox? Would we okay, well, basically, what do you guys think? Huh? You keeping it on? What's the difference between this and the turban? You tell me. You can pray with it, yeah? But what's the difference between this and the turban? One is wrap. Very well. Turban is a big deal to take it off and to put it on. It's not an easy task, you know, and it's long, and basically to put it versus the kufi, you just move it and you wipe underneath of it and you put it back. You know, there is no mashaqqa, there is no hardship in removing, but there is hardship to remove that turban. Like, what if you see today, there is some turban today sold ready, pre-made. Have you seen this? It's look like a hat. You take it, you put it on, and you put it off. It's like a fake turban. It's not like, it's already pre-made. If you go to Bilad al-Sham in Syria and Lebanon, they sell it like this. It's already made, and it's just, you know, Palestine. You have it and you just put it on. They never had a leather socks. They had a socks. But the socks is a different story. There's a lot of narration related to it. Okay? But here, and washing and wiping is a quite different. Also, washing the feet versus just the head, you remove that anyway. Wallahi, Anna, I will tell you the truth. I don't have a personal position onto this. You know, because I see the point that Dr. Abdullah is making, which is, you know, if the issue to make it easy, you make it easy over everybody. So even if I have a hat like this, I can wipe over it as long as, you know, it basically cover, I can wipe over it. And we said, now the khimar, he said, even in the mekum mashdood, even the khimar, if it's not so tight, you still can wipe over it. So they made it easy for women. But maybe women, because of the hijab and put it, you know, uncover herself in front of public place, maybe that's why they still wipe over it, because there is mashaqqa for her to go to cover herself, to be able to do her hair. You know, I understand. But a kufi like this, I don't feel comfortable really to say it's allowed. That's one. Two, even that thing that it is, you know, the imama that is, looks like a kufi today, I think it should be removed and you wipe over your head just to be on the safe side. That's what I'm comfortable with right now. Maybe this is something we should look into it more and read more. No, you don't need to have wudu when you put it on. Okay? You don't need to have wudu. You know what would be a good research paper? Someone researched ahkam al-imamah. Like, look what the fuqaha. Did the fuqaha make qiyas on the imamah? Because al-imamah anwa', some of them easy to put on, some easy to put on, hard to put it on. Maybe somebody look, maybe we'll find some of the fuqaha said something we can use to search the issue of baseball hat or, you know, cowboy hat somebody wearing or whatever, you know, the kufis. It'll be interesting, actually, research, a paper to be made. Okay, I didn't plan to take that long. Actually, I was planning to reach to your feet, but I'm still on your head. So inshallah, next week, we will be talking about the ear and the feet. Inshallah ta'ala. If someone wants to do a little bit of homework, next week I'll talk to you about something very interesting in ilm al-hadith, in science of hadith, which is رواية عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده. The narration of عمر بن شعيب. He said, my father said, my grandfather said, the Prophet ﷺ said. If someone would like to search this and read, is this narration, whenever عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده, is this acceptable or not acceptable? This is a very interesting sample. His grandfather. Yeah, that's part of your research. So, you know, Amr ibn Shu'aib. Amr ibn Shu'aib an Abi an Jaddi is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Awal Jadd. It was supposedly meant in this statement. You can read about it. Okay, it will give you an idea of something in ulama al-hadith, how they talk about this. This is a very interesting read to read. مَا يَقْوَلُ الْعُلَمَاءِ فِيهِ. So, at least when you come to my class, you'll appreciate my khulasa. You'll appreciate like the summary of that long, long, long debate. Because some of these issues can be very quite long, like Abu Ishaq al-Sabi'i, for example. Sheikh Ahmed Ma'bad wrote about this man's biography, over 90 pages. What the ulama said about this narrator? Is he acceptable or bin lahi'a? 73 or 74 pages. If I teach in students in master program or PhD programs, or master program most likely, I would definitely consider this something they have to study. This two writings in science of hadith. Because it's one of the best things that ever written, in my opinion, in regard to tell you how ulama classify a narrator is a trustworthy or not. It's a role model. And he wrote this in his commentary in a book, Ibn Sayyid al-Nas, called An-Nafh al-Shadi fi Sharh Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in volume number 2. And he's one of my teachers. He's also senior in Scholars Committee in Egypt. أحد أعضاء هيئة كبار العلماء رحمه الله. He's a great alim رحمه الله. He's very funny. And he used to come, and he always have two apples in his suitcase. Two apples. And we asked him, why two apples? He said, because I have two wives. So every one of them give me an apple. And so he used to make fun of the Shaykh, said, which one is which? Sometimes one green and one red, one bigger than the others. So, rahimahullah, hafidhahullah. Anyway, so before people get angry at us, yalla, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.